Welcome to the 2011 Ouroboros Podcast Review of the Year, counting down my favourite 10 tracks that were featured on the Ouroboros Podcast in 2011. This is the fifth time I've done one of these reviews, and every time I say something like that, it boggles the mind, really. I can't believe I've been doing this nearly 5 years, but I have, and still going as strong as ever. And as you might have noticed, and as I teased during my episode 200 celebrations, I have changed my theme music. During the course of the 5 years I've been doing this show, I have changed my theme music every 2 years. So the time has come to change it once again. And that will be the new theme for the Ouroboros Podcast going forward. I won't tell you what it is because the track in full will be coming up later, as you might expect. As usual, I followed some rules when putting this show together. Only one track by each artist will be featured in this show, and tracks that were selected for the Best Videos of the Year podcast will not be featured in this show, as the Best Videos of the Year podcast will hopefully be coming soon, but whether it'll be before the first show of the new year on Saturday, I do not know. And I also excluded all tracks from bands that have split up. I do this because there's a limited amount of space, and I prefer to highlight and promote tracks and artists who are still together and you still can buy material from and help these artists out. So only tracks by bands that are still together, and there will be no duplication between the best tracks of the year and the best videos of the year. So those are my rules, and with that said, it's time to play the first track. This artist has one of the strangest genesises for making music I've come across, but he makes fascinating music which I really love. This is Symphony of Science with Ode to the Brain.
It's amazing to consider that I'm holding in my hands the place where someone once felt, thought, and loved. For centuries, scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about.
Of jelly you can hold in the palm of your hand, and it can contemplate the vastness of interstellar space.
Contemplate the vastness.
The brain has evolved from the inside out.
Its structure reflects all the stages through which it has passed.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushrooms, like a walnut.
What we know is included in cells called neurons, and there are something like 100 trillion neural connections.
This intricate and marvelous network of neurons has been called an enchanted loom. An enchanted loom.
The neurons store sounds to and snatches of music.
Whole orchestras play inside our heads.
20 million volumes worth of information
is inside the heads of every one of us. The brain is a very big place. In a very small space.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy, all of our sensory systems, and then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like.
No longer at the mercy of the reptile brain, we can change ourselves. Think of the possibilities.
Think of your brain as a newspaper. Think of all the information it can store. But it doesn't take up too much room because it's full. Think of all the information it can store.
We see with the eyes, but we see with the brain as well. And seeing with the brain is often called imagination.
The brain
can contemplate the vast
brain. The brain
has evolved in successive stages.
We are whole, and we are human.
Think of all the information it can store.
And then it explodes into this enormous collage. And in this moment, we are perfect.
Perfect.
We are whole.
We are whole.
And we are beautiful.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
This is one of those very, very rare occasions where being a viral internet meme has actually developed into something of a legitimate music career. A couple of years ago, this guy from Washington State in the US did a viral video which auto-tuned Carl Sagan and Stephen Hawking. And this was a video that was watched by millions and millions of people. It was called A Glorious Dawn, and eventually it was released as a 7-inch single by Jack White's record label, and it's also available on iTunes and all that kind of stuff as well. So he did actually make some money out of it. And since doing that original video, which I think was at the end of 2008, John Boswell has started using the moniker Symphony of Science and has created many, many more of these videos which also tune scientists and create ambient-y music around that. All of these tracks and videos are available for free download from his website, symphonyofscience.com. Also often when people use auto-tune in viral videos, the intention is satire or mockery. But I don't think that's the case here. I think what John Boswell has done is create some really, really good music, which just happens to use vocals, in inverted commas, from famous scientists who have been auto-tuned. He's making good music, he's promoting the idea of scientific thought and reasoning, and that's something to admire and support, which is why I played A Glorious Dawn and that track, Ode to the Brain. Now, in a lot of respects, I think A Glorious Dawn, the original one which used the words of Carl Sagan and Stephen Hawking, is a classic. But I actually marginally prefer that one, I think. And while it's not a hard and fast rule that I like to play music which is of the year that these reviews are released in, that track, Ode to the Brain, was actually produced in 2011, unlike A Glorious Dawn, which is getting on for 3 years old. I really like Symphony of Science, and I really like that track, Ode to the Brain. And I think that's a great way to kick off this review show. The next selection is by the Icelandic band Viki. I got sent links to some of their tracks from their new album, Cast a Light, by Aerial Cyber PR. And I really, really liked it. This is one of those tracks that is a slow burner, or at least it was a slow burner for me. The first time I heard it, I thought, ooh, that's kind of cool. And then the more I heard it and the more I really got into it, it really, really grabbed my attention. To the extent that when I wanted some closing theme music for my Raw Footage film review podcast, I selected this track as the closing theme. So, off the album Cast a Light, this is Viki with their track Feel Good.
The symbol for infinity, sir. The snake eating its own tail and thus completing the everlasting circle of life that has no beginning or end.
What's it doing on here?
Well, the crate used to contain batteries, sir. Ouroboros batteries. Everlasting.
Ouroboros what?
Ouroboros, sir. It's the name of the symbol.
Sounds
that's another track that grabbed me as soon as I heard it. That was Call It Revenge by The Diction, who come from Toronto in Canada. And that track comes off their debut EP called Finally. I'm a sucker for a good guitar riff. And that intricate little guitar motif at the start of that track really grabbed my attention and drew me into the rest of the song, which is very catchy and is one of those ones that delves into the darker side of humanity, which is another thing which I kind of like. And that probably says quite a bit about me. So let's move swiftly on. The next selection is one of the rockiest numbers that has made the cut as one of my top 10 tracks of the year. It's by Evan Russell Saffer, who comes from New York. And his album Neon Gas, which this track comes from, is something of a concept album. But this specific track, Chemical Marketplace, talks about how the Western world, particularly America, I think, is so dependent on drugs. Not recreational drugs, but things like Prozac. I mean, there are millions and millions of people on the planet who take Prozac or other anti-anxiety medication or Ritalin and things like that. I mean, these things never used to be a problem, and now there's a pill for everything. And that's what this track is trying to get across. It's really rocking, it's really catchy, and it had to be on my top 10 of the year. So from New York, this is Evan Russell Saffer with his track, Chemical Marketplace.
settle down now, class. Today we are talking about symbology in ancient Greece. The Ouroboros is a symbol of a snake eating its own tail that signifies infinity. But it has been cruelly misused as the name for one of those horrific music podcasts playing rock and roll. Music such as this. And this. And this. I urge you not to listen to this travesty that treads all over the noble history of the ancients, and most certainly don't go to OUROBOUROS.co.uk to subscribe.
Oh, you can't stop it now.
And that was Say Goodbye by Falcon, who also come from New York. It's usually quite hard to put this review show together. The way it usually happens is I go through all the tracks I've played and pick out tracks which you know, oh, that's definitely in, that's definitely one of my favourites of the year. After this first filtering, I've usually got a list of 5 or 6 tracks. And then I go through again and fill up the rest of the 10-track playlist with other music. But this year it was different. This is the easiest time I've ever had putting this review together. Because when I went through my playlist the first time and picked out the tracks that definitely had to be in the review show, I realised I had 9 tracks. So that made my job a whole lot easier. And then it was just a question of filling that last slot with a track which didn't quite make my instant best of the year list. And Say Goodbye by Falcon was that final track. Which is not to say it's not a great track. It is. It's vibrant. It's catchy. It's memorable, but it just wasn't one of my instant classic tracks, which the rest of these selections were. So Falcon come from New York, and that track, Say Goodbye, comes off their album Disappear. The next selection is probably my favourite track of the year, which is one of the reasons why it's also my new theme tune. I came across this track when I was searching for videos for the now-defunct Weekly Music Video podcast. I found it on a website which promotes independent music videos. And while the video wasn't that good, I mean, it's a bog-standard performance video, the music really grabbed me, and I knew instantly that it was going to be in my review of 2011, and it probably was going to be my favourite track. It impressed me that much on the first listen, and I did something I very, very rarely do, and just sat there and repeated this video about 3 or 4 times. The band is Fur, who come from Detroit, and this track is available as a free download from their website on their self-titled debut EP. So from Detroit, this is Fur with Pretty Thoughts.
You are listening
to
the
Ross
Podcast.
Coming to you all wrinkly from the bath.
Oh, good isn't moist.
Good music is infinite. Good music is infinite, damn it.
Now there's a track I almost certainly shouldn't be playing. That was In a Manner of Speaking by Plastic People, who comes from the small French town of Jassin-Gautier. It was only long after I played that track and fell in love with it that I realised it was a cover. The original version was released by a band called Tuxedo Moon in the early 80s. But since then, it has become something of a gothic standard. It's been covered by people such as Nouvelle Vague, Amanda Palmer from the Dresden Dolls, and Martin Gore from Depeche Mode. So, Plastic People is simply following in that long tradition of covering this particular track. But since I didn't know it was a cover and I fell in love with it, I played it and I couldn't help but put it in this top 10 tracks of the year, because it definitely was one of my absolute favourite tracks that I played in 2011. The next selection is She Makes War, which is the stage name for Laura Kidd, a multi-instrumentalist who describes her sound as gloom pop, which is kind of accurate and kind of cool. This track comes off her debut album, Disarm, and I first heard it on the This Reality podcast when I was desperately trying to catch up with all my old music podcasts, and I'm still nearly a year behind with my music podcasts, so I'm coming to some of these tracks quite late. But I'm really glad I came across this one, because as soon as I heard it, it really grabbed my attention. She's got a very left-field sensibility and puts so much quirk into her music that it really makes it memorable, and after I heard this, I just could not get it out of my head, which is why it's made the cut as one of my top 10 tracks of 2011. So off the album Disarm, this is She Makes War with her track No Fireworks.
Let's handle together as the planes carve up the sky. raw footage coming out of the cinema and into your ears.
This film is utter, utter bollocks. It has almost no redeeming features whatsoever.
Colin is just full of surprises.
Yes, folks, this is a gay film. And it's still utterly wonderful.
Oh boy, are you in for a special treat.
One of the most shocking endings I've ever seen. Not in a sense of, you know, sort of out of your seat jumping, oh my god, I don't believe they do that. But in a sense of, oh my god, I did not see that coming, but that's awesome.
Wow, baby, you have more for me? I admire your stamina.
Now, I might be slightly facetious when I say the star of the film is the baby, but it's brilliant. I mean, that is the cutest baby I have ever seen in a film.
Raw Footage, the Stream of Consciousness film review show. Find it in standard MP3 or enhanced M4A formats on iTunes or at the homepage raw-footage.co.uk.
Just be careful with the things you say, the promises that never get made. Lying in the face of the truth, feel like I'm running away. Chance for goodbye, the moment that you push me away, fading and I'm wondering why I am so afraid for you. Can I wait?
It's alright, get over, and no, not everything stays the same. It's alright, it's okay. And now not everything ends this way. It's alright.
And that was It's All Right by The Retro Trade. Their singer Ainsley is from Bath and went to my rival secondary school, but the band are currently based down in Devon and have recently released their debut album, This Time, Next Time, which that track, It's All Right, is on. Another insanely catchy track with a really nice guitar riff. It's another one that I really could not get out of my head after I heard it. So that's the reason it's made my top 10 of the year, not just because at least part of the band are from Bath. So we're nearly at the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this review show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together. Hopefully the Best Videos of the Year podcast will be released soon, although I've had a lot of end of the year shows to produce. Now I've got the Raw Footage Film Review podcast as well. So my recording schedule over the past couple of weeks has been rather hectic. So hopefully it will be coming, although whether it will be before the first proper show of the year on Saturday the 7th of January, I don't know. And I suppose it's also worth mentioning at this point that, once again, I will be asking for listener requests for my anniversary show at the end of February. I've already got my first submission, which is not something I was necessarily expecting, but that's the way it works out sometimes. And so, on to the final selection. As you know, when I end my shows, I have the section I like to call Weird Track of the Week. And this selection has to be one of the weirdest tracks I've played on the Ouroboros podcast, and certainly one of the weirdest tracks I played this year. It's Cry Wolf. I just love this track. It goes in so many different directions, and while I suppose the easiest category to put it in would be dubstep, which is a genre I really can't get on with, generally speaking. It's got elements of more standard electronica, and also elements of rock, with highly auto-tuned vocals, which creates a really, really unique sound. The first time I heard this, I thought, alright, this is slightly unusual, bit of an electronica beat, and then it changes into this dubstep freakout, which really stands out and really makes it memorable. I was floored, and in a good way. So, from North Carolina, this is Cry Wolf with The Home We Made. See you next time, and remember, good music is infinite.
You have been listening to Colin and the Ouroboros podcast. Good music is infinite.